out of Starpoint, and it's all yours. I've got to dedicate that song. I did I DJ'd an engagement party last night. That one's for Billy and Louise. And Billy, who's a lot younger than me, is a proper soul boy. He gave me a playlist. He knows his stuff, that boy. He had some great stuff on there, and that was on there, Starpoint. And I was really surprised he knew that. I really was. Anyway, listen, look at the time, 21:01. Regular listeners to the show will know, as I hit the top of the hour, the 9 o'clock mark, I love to do one reggae track, and I like to do one instrumental. And yeah, it's going to be great. I'll explain the instrumental after I've played it. But let's enjoy the Reggie track first, eh? Let's do this one.
While I'm far away from you, my baby, I know it's hard for you, my baby, because it's hard for me, my baby. Yes, in the darkest hours before the
So now I can share the story. That is the wonderful Level 42 and Heathrow. And the story goes like this, that I didn't know, I had no idea, but a really good pal of mine, Graham, I don't know, he probably listens on the playback, he don't listen live, but Graham, I know you listen to my shows. He's the sweetest, most kindest guy that I know. And a few months ago, he said to me, Andy, can you keep Monday the... I get track, I lost track of days. Monday, can you keep Monday the so-and-so free? Yeah, okay, Graham. What are we doing? He says, I'm not saying. Just keep it free. I went, okay. So I didn't know. That was Monday just gone. So I get around his house and we get in the car. He still don't tell me. And we're driving up the at the A127 and we're heading towards Southend. I thought, right, okay. Had no idea what was going on. He says, I've organised food, went and had a lovely bit of fish and chips, beautiful, right? Right next to the Cliffs Pavilion. You all know the chip shop. Every single one of you listening, you know where I mean. Little chip shop, right next to the Cliffs. And this guy's gone and bought me, as a surprise, a ticket to go and see Level 42. And oh my God, in my lifetime, I've probably seen them, 30 times, maybe? Dating right back to Ilford Palais, then Hammersmith Odeon, onto Wembley Arena as they got a bit bigger. And just a band from my yesteryear, really. I've got every album they've ever made. And I like the early stuff. I don't mind the stuff when they went slightly more commercial. I don't mind. They're just a great band. But even now, musically, so tight. It was so good. So good. So thank you, Graham. Thank you very much indeed.
Dear Diary, I know I've said this before, but I'm sure this time it's really love. In love, sweet love, 'cause you're the
telling you straight, if I'm in a club, I'm in a bar, I'm in a pub, I'm in my own house, and that song comes on, it will never, never, never fail to get me on a dance floor or the front room floor, whatever. That is, just in my opinion, one of his finest recordings. I love that track. The man with the velvet voice, Mr. Luther Vandross, and you're the sweetest one. So, good pal of mine, Andy Brennan, has written in. I did see him over West Ham, and he was at the Level 42 gig on Monday, so he can tell you how good it was. Really, really, really good gig. Great to go and see these bands. Still on the road. Wonderful stuff. Thanks for tuning in, Andy, and much love to Caroline as well. As I said earlier, I'm truly touched by all the messages coming in tonight, and there are loads. I'm shocked. It's wonderful. It's Strictly not on anymore or something. Oh dear, I've got some wonderful people listening. No one more wonderful than Mr. Chris Phillips. Thank you, Chris, for tuning in. And yeah, what a fella you are. What a man you are. Great stuff. Now, I have had one text from somebody saying, "Oi, I know you're like 60s Motown, 70s disco, 80s soul, 90s dance. Where's the 90s? Where's the 90s? Wait no longer. Sound of TLC. So it ain't like the and ain't too proud to beg. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, out there in radio land, little explanation before I play this next song, okay? So I've got a couple of versions of this song at home, and I was playing it today, and there's like an edited version. I didn't like it. I didn't like the edited version, and I thought, you know what? The other version, 7 minutes 23. But I'm not depriving my listeners of a great song, right? You'll be able to go off and make a cup of tea while this one's on, but you won't regret it. At some point, you'll have this song in your head. Trust me.
but gold on Phoenix FM with Andy Furno.
On a scale of, say, 1 to 10, how good is that song? I'd say, like, 97? 1 to 10? What a track. The Reverend Al Green, Tired of Being Alone, specially dedicated to Sheena. I know how much he loves the Albert Gold. I might have to reword the Albert Gold. I might call it the, every week, call it the Sheena Albert Gold section, because she loves that bit. Brilliant stuff. Wonderful song. Wonderful song. This next song... I had a mix of it, and then I had another mix of it that was unbelievable. I've got to give credit to Mr. Chris Phillips, because I used to hear him playing this, and I said, brother, send me that mix, and he did, and I've never stopped playing it ever since. Goes like this. I'm in my absolute element here. That is the sound of Loose Ends. But the beauty of that mix is that it has Roy Ayers playing all the way over the top of it, and it is wonderful. Can we just regroup a little bit? When I played that 7-minute version of Cuba by the Gibson Brothers, I went off to make myself a cup of tea here at the studio, and I've got a favourite cup here. You might have just heard me bang it on the table. It's a cup. It's the arts programme with the girls. It's wonderful. It makes my Thai food just taste wonderful. Anyway, talking of Roy Ayers,
we'll be right back. love, love, love.
Sound of Roy Ayers. And love will bring us back together again. Did you know your Saturday night was going to be so funky, eh? Wonderful stuff. This is the part of the show, guys, where I proper embarrass myself, but here we go. The wonderful Steve Robertson gets in touch every week. He lets me know what's coming on Classic Phoenix, which follows me at 10 p.m. And Steve always says, gives you a little taster of what's coming on. Now, my pronunciation never works, ever. But he does say that this evening's show features music from some of the lesser-known composers from the middle of the last century. Now, this includes Jacques Chalet, Symphony No. 1. He's a French wartime composer. No idea if I pronounced his name right, but I hope so. Or hers. Boris Klusner, Violin Concerto, a Russian composer from a similar era to Chalet. And then Michael Spisak, Suite for Strings, a piece the Polish composer first performed in 1945. Anyway, Steve really puts all of his effort into Classic Phoenix. It's a great listen. Stay locked. Phoenix 98 FM. Wonderful stuff.
Temperature rise.
all I really want to be that you inside me.
Sound of Toni Braxton. And You're Making Me High. So I've had a little word with Steve. I said, Steve, if I try to cram two more in and I go over by a minute, does that matter? He said, no, and that's fine. You do that, mate. That's not a problem. So I'm going to try and do that. Sound of Melbourne Moore, this is it. So thank you, one and all, for tuning in this evening. I've loved all the comments that have come my way. I appreciate everything. If you've enjoyed the show, come here. Same time next week, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m, Boogie Nights on Phoenix 98 FM with myself, Andy Furno. Going to leave you this one. Stay locked for Steve Robertson, Classic Phoenix, straight after me. Good night, God bless. See you soon.